all domestic abuse has elements of coercive control in it. So it's the same thing, ultimately. But coercive control as a crime doesn't require evidence of violence. So there may be threats of violence, there may be an underlying fear of violence, but there doesn't have to have been any physical incident. So some might say that it's not as bad because there's no violence, but the women that we work with have longer term effects because of the coercive control. And coercive control takes away the voice of the victim. They takes away their autonomy, takes away any sense of self, which is what we try and help them build up their sense of self. And that lasts a lot longer than the bruising when the bruising has faded away. The thing is that historically it's been difficult to prove domestic abuse at all because it's two people and there's no witnesses. So the lack of charging for coercive control doesn't come as much of a surprise to me, just simply because there's also the lack of evidence in terms of violence and injuries. And it's unfortunately like with domestic abuse, it's one word against another. And coercive control is emotional abuse and it's very difficult to prove that. But what I think is important is that the police now do have a crime which they didn't have before, which they can use to charge. And although the charging numbers aren't huge, the arrest numbers, they haven't gone down. They kind of looks like they're probably going to go up, because that's the figures are for half the year, aren't they? So it looks like they'll be like for like. And just like domestic abuse took a long time for the police to investigate in a way that would allow the CPS to charge, I think that's what's going to happen with coercive control. The police will start learning what types of investigation to do and what types of evidence to look for. But the fact is we're talking about it, which is a huge step forward.